KR mobile with me.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KAPKR, mobile with me.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
M8RHK.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo, M8RHK.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
M8RHK. M8RHK. This is KA9SXH. Good afternoon. My name is Terry. How are you doing on this beautiful by me day? KA9SXH.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Terry, I'm doing good. I haven't talked to you in a long time. This is Stormy. November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo.
Hi, Stormy. Oh, it has been a long time. And thank you for the name. You'd have made my brain work too hard. At any rate, today I am sitting out at my picnic table enjoying a beautiful afternoon here in New Berlin, Wisconsin. Currently, well, when I came out here just a moment ago, it was 77, sunny, not a cloud in the sky. And got some stuff going on right here in front of me at the picnic table. Radio stuff and our radio related. As we speak, I have a DMR connection going, and it's been pretty quiet over there lately. It sure is good to hear you again. What have you been up to? Oh my goodness, I can't remember the last time we talked. Okay. A9SXH, Terry.
KA9SXH. Yeah, it's, well, you know, my wife had surgery, and And the doctor, of course, did a real bang-up job. You know, her leg swells up, her foot swells up. It's hard for her to walk, you know. So I've just taken over a lot of it, you know, laundry, dishes, vacuuming. First time I did it with the Swiffer, and I thought, cool, you know, so I can Swift now. And, you know, like I say, laundry and stuff, changing beds, and, you know, she feels bad about it because she knows I want to be on the radio or my music or something, but I told her, I said, it's a two-way street, you know. When, if you're going good and you can, that's great, and if you can't, there's no problem with me stepping in. N8RHK, Stormy Chesney.
Well, I hope your wife is doing good. I hope she's getting better. By me, doing real good all the way around. And, yeah, we're into September already. Fall is coming, and, well, you know what you were talking about there? Yeah, life does happen to all of us, doesn't it? And I gotta say that over the years, even though we have the life thing, I've managed to do radio of some form or another pretty much every day for many, many years, all my life actually. And it's such a large hobby, there's so many things to do. I can be happy with any radio that I have in front of me. Whether that's what we would call a real radio or a little tiny MP3 player with an FM-only radio on it, you know, listening device. And I can do the best with what I've got with me at the time. And been busy walking my dog. I do a lot of that daily. Still, that's, hour and a half, give or take a tad more, 2 hours sometimes. And my dog, of course, is still very high energy. He's no longer a puppy, but he still acts like it. Back to you.
Yeah, we have a shepherd, a female. Her name's Bailey. And when we got her, she was, you know, I pick her up and hold her in my lap, and you know, but I mean, now, my God, she's huge. I looked at her paws and I said, man, girl, you have got some big paws, and. You know, but she's very protective, and, you know, which is good. And, well, you know, I think you give any animal love and stuff, they're going to be protective, you know, and these people with animals, how they treat them, and, you know, it's just not right. Talking to a friend of mine the other day and told me that, you know, gorillas, that I guess they're not bootlegging, they're going in hunting, and you know, they're not poaching, and she says they catch gorillas and they cut their hands off. And I says, cut their hands off? She goes, yeah, there's a lot of money to be made in gorilla hands. And I'm thinking, Jesus, God, I mean, Like she told me again, she said that this female gorilla had her baby, and you know, and the papa was coming over and bugging the mother, and she's like trying to shoo him away and stuff, and finally he snatched the baby gorilla from the mother and took off running, and so the mother is running after him, and finally she catches him, and it's like they're laughing, and And then she sees this woman come up to the glass with her baby. And so the female gorilla comes over there, and she puts her finger up. Like, just a minute. She runs back and gets her baby and brings her baby back up to show on it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're the same, you know, different language. They have hair, we don't. Well, some, but, you know, not all the hair. It ain't RHK. Over to you, Terry.
No, I agree totally, Stormy, totally. And, well, as far as treatment of animals, I think humans think pretty much of themselves when it comes to rating the intelligence of other species. In other words, I know of many, many animals that I have seen that are totally misaligned by men. For instance, my wife and I are big bird watchers, and we have a lot of hummingbirds in the yard right where we sit, and they come right up close to you. They're in the area all of the time. They're not terribly afraid of people, and we have a number of flower baskets and many flowers in the yard that attracts them. It is quite common for us to see a pair, two pair, routinely, many times a day, many, many times a day. And sometimes those tiny little birds, they break off their interest in the flowers for their feeding, and they literally come up to you and look at you. They're curious about everything around them. And it is so cute. And I mean, they come within feet. You can always tell that when you're sitting here, because you can hear their wings. That's how close they come. And usually when you can hear that, they're just looking at you for some reason. Boy. And as far as the treatment of animals go, well, geez, Tommy, it seems like our species has a bad reputation for not only treating animals like that, but fellow people. Isn't that right? Yeah, boy. Anyway, realize here, I got a new radio. How about that? I'll tell you about that on my next tour, really. KA9SXH.
KFHBDT. Yep. KFHBDT. Hi, Jeff. Stormy. Terry, I apologize, man. I gotta get out of here. My wife just told me that my daughter's up, and I'm on duty. So I will definitely be getting out here later on. Sounding good, Terry. You take care in Ohio. Be safe. Take care of yourself. And I'll talk with you later. And Jeff, you're sounding good into the repeater. I'll talk to you later, too. This is N8RHK Stormy Chestnut. I'll be clear. 7-3. Good afternoon. Hey, 73,
you
just put up
Stormy.
A new little quad.
Well, you have a great day. Yeah, you're down.
How are we coming in there, Terry?
And the other station in there, I didn't catch your call. I caught the name, but not the call. Jeff? This is Terry, K-A-9-S-X-H. Over to you.
Yeah, Terry, this is Kilo, Foxtrot 8.
Bravo Delta Tango, and it's Justin. You're Oakley area, so it's not far from Stony.
KD8BCT, Bravo Delta Tango. Oh, wait a minute, you said KF. Ah. Oh, my goodness, how time flies. We're in the F's already in the 8 land. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. KF8BCT, Jeff. I don't think we've talked before. I am located in New Berlin, Wisconsin, which is part of Milwaukee, suburb to the west of Milwaukee. And using the Echolink connection of this fine business repeater. How are you doing today? And what goes on by you? Okay, A-N-I-S-X-H.
Well, we just, like I said, I got, I like to hit the nets in 2 meter, and so I just got a 2 meter quad, 2 meter, 70 centimeter quad antenna. She's up about 20 feet, and I'm sitting at the barn here talking on my Yasu FT60, so. That's what you're hearing me on, so we're handhelding it, but we got a little new antenna up there, just trying to make sure she's on the right one before I stick her on the tower, because it's a lot easier to check her out when it's low, if you know what I mean. Other than that, I'm just power washing the tractors, getting them ready for harvest coming up. Beautiful day, mowing the lawn. You know, everything you don't want to do, but you got to do, so you just start doing it over. It's KF8BDT. And yes, I think it's 4 or 5 months old on my license, but we'll get into general. I talked to Stormy and them on 10 meters also, so it's just something good to do. Back to you.
Well, good, Jeff. Well, I am currently speaking to you from an Amazon Fire 7-inch tablet, which is a low-end Amazon tablet, and my current antenna is a trace on the circuit board in front of me. And well, it goes into my Wi-Fi, and from there, it goes into light, because we have fiber to the house here. And, of course, it gets connected that in that fashion. Radio Shack, my main antenna is currently an MFJ1538. It's a very modest vertical at only 20 feet. It works real good. It does 4 bands. It does 6 meters, 2 meters, 220, 440. And that is what I do these days. My first 35 years or so, though, I was 10 and 40 meters only on HF and CW only on HF, and got many, many log books from that. Tens of thousands of contacts. And these days, like I say, I've come to really appreciate things with squelches. And, oh, I know what you mean about the things we do. Myself live in a suburb. I do get gas. I got a walk behind lawnmower. It's push, but I walk behind, and works great. Love that machine. Wish I could say the same for the other one that's going to be coming out pretty soon that does the snow. Got a really large driveway. No sidewalks here, so we get the plow comes through and it brings a lot of snow, and it don't take too much snow to fall for it to get enough up there so you can't go through with a car. KA9SXH.
Yeah, I understand, Terry. So, do you still use your HF at all, or are you just kind of like the old Echolink? I'm just curious. I installed Echolink on my phone just for when I'm up traveling. Me and the wife, we like to still go out and travel around Michigan, and we still like to hit the repeaters, and sometimes I like to try to hit the net, but, the locals. So I try to do it, but I have not been successful to log in to any of them yet. I did the check, so we're ready. The test's ready. Seems to work. Everything sounds good, but just don't connect. But then again, I'm still into the radio mode, so I like it like we're doing right now, which is I'm just sitting here relaxing for a minute, and I'm having an adult beverage, or we call them foamy pops, but we're just getting a new hydration so I can go back out there and mow some lawn. KF8, DDT, back to you.
I do not currently have my HF station set up. However, I still have the inclination to get it set up at some point and go back to CW. And these days my HF radio is QRP only. And it's been like that for quite a while. I find QRP works so good, and it's, as far as me making contacts, I made just as many contacts with QRP as I could with 100 watts, and of course it's a much different operating technique, but other than that, it works just fine. And well, when I was getting licensed, I pretty much went to General right away. And actually, at that time, you still needed code CW. And I did that right away at 20 words a minute. And I studied for all of the exams. And I went right from novice to general. I studied for all the exams. I was ready to go and had confidence. And at that time, life happened to me. So, the point is, I'm still a general today. That was a long, long time ago. Oh boy, going on 40 years already. But, well, you're on Echolink right now, at least by me. So, you made her. Okay, A9SXH.
Well, that's good. So, it's your call sign is A9SFH. Is that correct? I don't have anything to write down, so one of these days, if I was sitting in the shack, I'd put her on the old QRZ, but we'll get her one way or the other someday. I know Stormy's probably got her, but yeah. it's just a beautiful day out, so nothing like sitting outside doing this too.
Yeah, my call is Kilo Alpha 9 Sierra X-ray Hotel Sierra X-ray Hotel K89SXH and oh yeah. Some of the things I have done in amateur radio have taken me a long time to do. I'm also in DMR. I'm self-taught in that mode. It's neat, and it seems like everything I did there, major thing, took a year or more after I started doing it, and that's okay. You're having fun. There's no big rush. And in the Radio Shack, I've currently got an ICOM 2300 hooked up. However, my newest radio is a Yaesu 2980, which is 2 meter, single band. Works great, and it's a big deal to me because it's my first ever Yaesu radio after wearing out quite a number of HF rigs over the years, and I like it. I like it a lot. Back to you. K89SXH.
Hey, Roger that. I got a nice little 2 meter that I will at some point get set up for sending emails. Got a guy to port, so I got to get that done. Got a friend that gets us all set up and lives along to the local radio club around here. So we do a little sky one, and we'll get everything else. So we got that. But it's 707. I like it. It's real well. My next venture on my avenue is to get my general, just so I can talk more on the HF if I need to. But 10 meters, I'm working pretty good here in the morning. So it's I talked to quite a bit outside the around the world here. So it seems to work out pretty good right now. But then my HF radio, I guess, is 7300 Icon. So I kind of went that way only because of the image and reviews on the 7300, and seems to work pretty good. So I got a couple offset dipoles, 90 feet, 45 feet, going east and west and north and south, and then I got a 10 meter 30 feet, about feet off the ground, and that seems to work really well for other than that, I got a little beam sitting on top of the house for a few years. I'm in the middle of the woods, so it's really hard to try to get out on sometimes. But I'm going to sign off and say 73. I got to get back mowing since we're supposed to get some rain. I think you guys are going to get it before we do, it sounds like. But yeah, I understand the snow thing coming. We all know what that means, and they're calling for, I think, a wet and snowy year. So, Terry, good talking to you. We'll look forward to talking to you again. This is KF8BBT, and we're going to be signing off and ending on your return.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, Jeff. Well, by me, 10 meters, I always had some kind of a vertical up. Many of those years was Astron A99, which is kind of a... Well, a lot of people use it for CV. It's easily tuned down to 10 meters, so, but on 40 meters, I've always had the same kind of antenna, and that is dipole, wire dipole, very simple antenna in some fashion. One way or another, many years inverted V, the other years it was more like a vertical with one radio because I had such a nice tree. And well, the tree thing's a story for another day, but those two types of antennas always served me very, very well, both with 100 watts and with QRP.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Many of my HF rigs were 10 tech. I could have cried when they kind of stopped making them here. But, well, I guess that's life anyway. I'm familiar with the rig you have, the 7300. I never had one, but nice radio. However, people that do CW all of the time really look for radios that have electronic switching. In other words, when you push the transmit button, it don't click. Because in CW, you push the transmit and BART button, so to speak, a lot. And depending on your settings, you could get a lot of clicking just listening to the relay go, but well, that's another whole story. So, absolute pleasure meeting you today. I'm looking forward to catching you again. Oh, and by the way, this Echolink connection on my tablet is a new installation because I upgraded the software and share my second contact on it now. Anyway, take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is Terry. New Berlin, Wisconsin. K-A-9-S-X-H.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.